Time on the Fab 40 Show with Tommy Vance is 1:30 news time.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
Dateline Sunday, August the 6th, Madeira. The lone British yachtsman Alec Rose and his yacht Lively Lady are reported as safe. All is well, and he's continuing on his round-the-world journey. The coastal radio at Madeira picked up a message early this morning giving the yacht's position and saying that all was well. A tug sent out yesterday could find no trace of her. Calais. The relay team of three boys and three girls have completed their second part of the two-way channel swim. The team from Stoke-on-Trent swam to France just over 17 and a half hours in gale-force winds and high seas. This is 5 hours longer than it took them to reach England last Tuesday. On Thursday, they intend to swim the 22-mile length of the Loch Ness. Capri. The brush fire on the Isle of Capri is well under control once again. Small fires are burning in scattered areas, but the main danger seems to be in order. The blaze began on Friday and yesterday was fanned out of control by high winds. Hundreds of holidaymakers returned to the Italian mainland. Jakarta. The Indonesian government has forbidden Chinese diplomats to leave their embassy without permission. 12 soldiers with an armored car were placed on guard outside the building this morning. Vietnam. 178 missions were flown over North Vietnam, the second heaviest raid of the war so far. Only 19 fewer than last Thursday's record. Targets included a power plant, military headquarters, storage areas, and convoys and barges. Hiroshima. 1,000 doves were freed this morning on the 22nd anniversary of the city's destruction by the atom bomb. About 35,000 people, mainly relatives of the bomb victims, prayed silently in the city's Peace Memorial Park. Memorial services have also been held in New York and several other American cities. Finally, the weather. And this afternoon, it'll remain rather cloudy in most areas, but the cloud is becoming broken in places, giving long sunny periods by the end of the afternoon. Now, temperatures should be normal for the time of year and reach 21 degrees centigrade, that's 70 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to 11 degrees centigrade, 52 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Winds will remain mainly southerly, light or moderate. That's your news and weather at 1:30. Next news at 2:30. This is Ian Damon reporting on the Fab 40 Show.
Tommy Vance plays more music.
Stay away from me. Yeah. I'll sound in my.
No!
somebody give me some tea.
Last week number 4, this week number 26, the Amen Corner.
I want some tea.
On a DRAM release entitled Gin House. All the guys come from Wales, incidentally. Probably like you, I saw them for the first time on Top of the Pops last week. Welcome back to the final edition of the Fabulous 40 Show from Big Al, namely Radio London. 24 minutes now before 1 o'clock. Thanks a million, Ian Dame, from Damon, for the news. I call him Wombat all the time. I just don't know really what his real name is. I think it's Ian Damon. We always call him Wombat.
Music.
He's very, very good at firefighting, so they tell me. Very, very conscientious firefighter. Stand by for that great one from Cat Stevens, won't you?
Music, that's our middle name. Wonderful music, B-I-G-N-O-L.
Who's Vitalis?
Vitalis is the only 100% greaseless hairdresser.
Pure and natural.
Is exactly how Vitalis looks and feels.
Keeps your hair in place all day.
Yes, Vitalis keeps your hair in place all day without messy grease.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keeps your hair in place all day.
Vitalis is the only hairdressing with invisible V-Save, the clean, natural grooming agent.
And it keeps your hair in place all day.
Do you use Vitalis?
Certainly. Okay, back into the Fabulous 40. Last week, number 9. This week, 25. Cat Stevens.
A bad night, I guarantee.
Comes the electronics bit. A young guy from London. Greek parentage, so they tell me. Last week, number 9 on the Fabulous 40. This week drops to number 25. Another Mike Hirst production. It's called Simply Bad Night.
You get a positive charge out of
Big Gal.
20 minutes now before 2 o'clock. Here's the joint Ian Damon Pete Brady climber, the new one from this young gentleman. I'm sure you'll recognize Chris Montez. Fooling around.
Fooling around. Hearing the sound. Spending the day with you. Thinking about watching the sky turn blue. Passing the time, spending the time, buying a red balloon. Watching it soar, reaching up for the moon.
swivel around the label of the song, and it's on the A&M label, which means it is owned, or the label is owned by Alpert, Herb Alpert, and probably Herb Alpert did the production on that one. It's the joint Ian Damon, Pete Brady Claimer, and believe it or not, I just killed a fly. Well, on the air, massacre, that's what it is. It's called Fooling Around by Chris Montez. 17 and a half minutes now before 2.
Leisure Armor, Ramsgate in Kent for Bingo!
Doors open at 6:45.
Ice down at 7:45.
Guaranteed full house prices at every session throughout the week.
Mammoth snowballs.
Jackpot.
Special cash prizes every night.
Closed circuit television.
Buffet and licensed bar.
Relax seating.
Transport to get you home is provided in local areas.
Membership application forms may be obtained from the Pleasure Armor Bingo Club, Coronation Ballroom, Ramsgate.
Remember that 24 hours must elapse before membership can be granted, and you must be 18 to join Pleasure Armor, Ramsgate in Kent for Bingo!
Thank you, Kenny Everett and friends. Talking to friends, here's a 19-year-old guy. From the US of A, good friend of everybody. Stevie Wonder, last week number 2. This week, he's way down to number 24. I was made to love you.
I was born in Little Rock. Had a childhood sweetheart. We were always and sisters. Susie walked in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know my papa disapproved it. My mama booed it. But I told them time and time again. Don't you know I was made to love from a world long around her. Yeah.
Number 24 this week for Stevie Wonder. A song called I Was Made to Love. I don't know if anybody remembers out there his original hit, which came out, I believe, when he was about 13, called Fingertips. It was Fingertips Part 1 and Fingertips Part 2, and he used to be played a wild blues harmonica on it. He's really a good musician as well. He's 17, actually, not 19, and he's been blind from birth. And at the moment, the lucky guy is going out with Diana Ross's sister. Which can't be bad, because Diana Ross is gorgeous, so I should think her sister is gorgeous, too. Bet you all recognize this one, the My Kids. Down the street to number 23. Last week, they were number 6.
The rock group down the street is trying hard. Today, because the road is-
the Monkees, this week number 24. Correction, this week number 23. A final record, doesn't it? Incidentally, the song was written by Jerry Goffin and Carol King, and some people have been telling me that the Monkees are liable to break up in the very near future and progress as solo artists, so they won't be absolutely lost to you. They'll probably end up as solo artists in the Monkees. I think they're getting fed up with working as the Monkees, you know? I think they feel they're not making any real musical progress. Nonetheless, they did very well with that one, and it was heard first anywhere in the world, right here on Radio London. Can't be bad. 7 minutes now before 2. I better read a commercial, I think. Are you looking for a new and exciting career which offers immediate high salary prospects requiring no previous experience or qualifications? Then, if you're under 35, Stafford House Computer Courses will, in only 20 weeks part-time, qualify you as a computer programmer. Graduates are given every assistance in finding employment in the computer industry, where a drastic shortage of programmers has caused salaries in this field to soar, and well over £2,000 per annum, that is per year, so they tell me, is within each programmer's reach. If you're ambitious, phone this number down, jot it down. It's Fremantle, F-R-E, 3746. That's Fremantle, 3746.
B-I-G-L!
Last week, this was number one, to the best of my recollection, which generally isn't very good. Yes, it was. Number one last week, it's dropped to number 22 this week. It's Tom Jones.
I've been in love so many times. Thought I knew the score. Treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love
Please.
Tom Jones, everybody. Last week, number one. This week, number 22. On the Fabulous 40. Certainly one of the best singers in the whole darn world, that man. The song was co-written by Lonnie Donegan, believe it or not, and it's called Looks Like I'm Never Gonna Fall in Love Again.
All the DJs say, this one's on its way. It's the cream of the crop, it's the flavor of the pop. Here's tomorrow's top, in today.
Here's a song that I firmly believe is going to put Dave Berry back into the British charts. It's the Mike Lennox, Kenny Everett Climber this week, written by the Brothers Gibb, otherwise known as the Bee Gees. Dave Berry sings forever.
You're a kind of love, my kind of, my kind of love, you're a kind of. This kind of love, it can last forever.
Record will be in the stores next Friday, and this week it's the Mike Lennox, Kenny Everett Climber, the randy one from Dave Berry, featuring his voice with a sort of electronic effect on it, what they call phasing. I think it's going to be a hit, a good record on the Decca label. Dave Berry and his latest recording called Forever.
Can you type, Miss Herbert?
Well,
next! Go ahead, girls, I've got to type.
But I haven't the time or
cool
money.
It, baby.
Sight and sound education can teach you to touch type in just 12 hours. Only 1 hour a day, any hour that suits you, up till 8 at night. The cost of the course? Just 12 guineas. With Sight and Sound, you learn to type the easy way. It's almost automatic. No textbooks, no teachers, no practice. You don't even have to spell. If you want to get ahead fast, call Sight and Sound now at 636-8873. That's 636-8873. Whatever you're doing today, in 12 days' time, you can type.
Thank you, Wombat. Here's what is really the success story of the year. It was made as an album track, then put out as a single. And last week it was number 2. This week it's drummed out to number 21 on the Fabulous 40 from Big L. Dave Davis, and Death of a Cloud.
My makeup is dry, and it rags on my chin. I'm drowning my sorrows in whiskey and gin. The light seems to whip, doesn't crack anymore. The lions, they won't bite, and the tigers won't roar. So let's go drink to the death of a clown. Won't someone help me to break up this crowd? All drink to the death of a crime.
Week number two, this week number 21, Dave Davis, Kink fame. The song was written by Ray and Dave together, sung by Dave. All about the decline in popularity of the circus. Over the song, of course, Death of a Clown. And it brings our time on Big L to exactly 2 o'clock.